Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine, JP.
And we are in the Rhone today.
We are.
We are
Rhone. No place like Rome.
Rangers. Yes. I think my joke was worse than yours. Well, let us talk about 2007 Domaine de Pianger, Côte du Rhone Village. The village in this case is Sablé. The name of the wine was La Rêve de Marine, the dream of the sea.
Oh, so poetic.
No, it is. $20 bottle of wine, smooth, super nice, a nice good Syrah from the Rhone. Big, warm year, apparently, 2007.
And good year.
Yeah.
Very good year. I loved the minerality of this wine. Really had some nice dark lashings of it, more licorice, dark fruit. Very big, but quite nice. And the importer was telling us that because 2007 was such a good vintage and they had enough of this wine, they held back some. So that's why you're getting an older vintage. They just wanted to play with it and sort of release it at different times to see how it was showing. And so don't think it's too old or it's not something worth looking at.
Buy with your eyes closed. 2009, Domaine Belle, Croz Hermitage. The name of the wine was Les Pierrelles. $27 bottle of wine. This was a serious wine, and I think this will age very, very well, and maybe for a long time. We have had one or two Croz Hermitage in the past, wine from the northern area of the Rhone. This was, I thought, a very nice all Syrah, very interesting.
I also thought that was a good price, because this wine can be very pricey. Again, there's not a huge amount. You won't find a lot of Croz Hermitage, Saint-Joseph, Cornas, all of these other areas from the Northern Rhone on your wine shelves. It's 100% Syrah and very silky, velvety, not heavy, sweet fruit, really elegant.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.